朋友，欢迎你收听活在耶稣里事工网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是孙约翰牧师，他的讲道信息有英文同步翻译。愿神仆人的讲解能引导你更好地认识神和跟随神。
Just imagine.
今天有一些的人是真是被鬼所附着了。
There are some people who are demon possessed today.
被毒。
That is from 被酒, by gambling, from
被色,
alcohol, sex.
啊，被被毒品。
Or by drugs.
还有什么等等很多了。弟兄姐妹，你可看他不知羞耻啊。
And he is not ashamed.
我不是给各位讲过吗
I've told you this before.
就他那个女孩子大上大学三年级的孩子一个女孩子
there's
她写了一篇作文啊。
There's a female student who was third year university she wrote something.
曾经讲过。
I've said this before.
讲什么呢
What did I say?
她写了一篇文章。
She wrote an article.
她这个文章什么这个题目是什么呢
What is the topic of her article?
她说我爸爸是强盗。后来变成传道。
My father was a robber, eventually becoming a pastor.
本来是一个很好的一个年轻人。
He was a good young man.
家里环境也很好。
And the family circumstances are good.
后来因为吸毒。
And because of drugs.
不是开始了就吸很多了都，一点点。
He started with taking a little bit.
魔鬼就对他说：“你吸一点嘛。”
And the devil say, "You try some more."
一点没有问题。
There's a little bit, and that's not a problem.
然后一点点。
And just a little bit.
再加一点点。
And then you add a bit more.
再加一点点。
And you add a little bit more.
结果怎么的？
And eventually, what happened?
上瘾了。
He is now addicted to drugs.
哇！我告诉你哦，他把家里家产都把他就变卖了。
He sold all his family assets.
他甚至把他的女儿那个铺满了这个都把他偷去了。
In fact, he even stole the piggy bank that the daughter had.
没有羞耻。
He has no shame.
失去理智了。
He has lost all intellectual control.
就去买这个毒品。
To buy drugs.
进到监牢里头。
Then he went into prison. 出来。Then he came out.
又进去。
And he was in a revolving door.
又出来。
In and out of prison.
后来就卖毒品。
And eventually he sold drugs.
又进去。
Then he entered the prison.
我告诉你哦。
Yeah, I'll tell you.
你不能自禁。
You could not imagine this.
没有办法控制自己。
He could not control himself.
他这里看自己。
And this man was cutting himself with stones.
然后这个圣经还告诉我们说。
And the Bible says,
这个鬼啊。
The devil.
他住在这个坟地里头。
The demon caused him to live in the tombs.
被魔鬼驱使到旷野。
And he was driven out to the wilderness.
在那里大叫。
He would be shouting at the top of his voice.
在大叫。
And he would be screaming like a wild beast.
我告诉你哦。
I'll tell you this.
他不愿意嘛。他自己不愿意。
He didn't want to do
that. 但是魔鬼就是从他的身上哇哇喊出声
音来。But the demon will make him scream like a wild beast.
虽然不晓得讲什么。
Although he does not know what he's saying.
但我听明白了。
But we understand.
我听明白。
I understand.
他叫什么
？What was he crying out?
他说我真是苦啊。
I'm sure he's crying out. I'm so suffering.
谁能救我？这脱离这屈死的身体啊
！Who can get me out of this pain and suffering?
哦，他说的痛苦啊。
And he was suffering a lot.
昼夜在你喊叫
，and day and night he will be screaming.
我真是苦啊
！That I am suffering.
亲爱的朋友们
，dear friends，
你可看见一个被鬼所控制的
？Notice that when you are demon possessed，
被鬼所支配的
，when you are under his，
这一个人就失去了他自己。
You will lose yourself.
失去了自己的尊严。
You will lose your self dignity and respect.
失去他自己的自觉。
And self awareness.
失去他一切。
And he will lose everything.
这是对自己
That is to himself.
对家庭的
But to his family.
圣经告诉我们说
The Bible says.
他只能离开他的家
That he had to leave his own house.
他不住在家里
He does not live at home.
他住在坟墓里头
He lives among the tombs.
坟墓里头
He lives among the tombs.
我告诉各位
I'll tell you.
这个人被鬼附着了
When he is demon possessed.
不仅是伤害了他自己
He is hurting himself.
也伤害了他的家庭
He is also hurting his own family.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters.
你可看见让他的父母
For his parents.
让他的妻子
For his wife.
让他儿女
For his children.
就没有面子。
And they have lost all face.
很羞耻。
And this is so shameful.
因为家里有这样一个人。
Because we have somebody like this at home.
被鬼附着。
Who has been devil possessed.
不只羞耻
了。And he is no longer shameful.
希望跟鬼打交道了。
And he is in fellowship with the devil.
家里的人全部都痛苦。
And every family member is in pain and suffering.
我曾经看了一个报纸。
I read an article in a newspaper.
讲到在台湾。
It talks about in Taiwan.
有一个中年人。
There is a middle-aged man.
家庭很好。
The family conditions are
有
good.
有妻子。
He's got a wife.
有子女。
He's got children.
有一天。
One day.
就是一次。
Once.
公司派他到泰国去出差去。
The company sent him to Thailand.
他有可能有他的同事一块去。
And his colleagues went with him.
到了泰国。
When they were in Thailand.
事情都办好了。
When after they finished their corporate affairs,
准备回来了
he was about to come home.
可能他的朋友劝他
his friend maybe asked him
去玩一下
to go and play.
去玩一下
go and play.
结果这一个人听了他朋友的话
this man listened to his friend's counsel.
去嫖妓去
and he went to see a hooker.
就这么一次
just that once.
染上了那一个
He eventually got HIV AIDS.
回到家里
He went home.
他的妻子他的孩子
His wife, his children.
他必须离开他们了
He needed to be quarantined away from them.
带给他家里面何等的羞耻
He was so ashamed and embarrassed.
伤心
And he was mourning. And he could not have peace.
就是这么一次
Just that once.
染上了同艾滋病
and he has HIV AIDS.
这个报纸登出来
It's been reported in the newspaper.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters.
撒旦魔鬼在你我的身上他常常要做第一次
The devil in your life and mine, they will always say just once.
让你受重挫
And that you will eventually have no way out.
所以你可看见他家里是何等的痛苦。
You'll see the family in suffering.
不仅是伤害了他自己。
Not only did he hurt himself.
伤害了他家庭。
Hurt his own family.
如果你去看马太福音第八章的话。
If you read from Matthew 8.
他也伤害了他的朋友们。
He also hurt his own community of friends.
换句话说所有的亲友都离开了他。
In other words, all the friends and relatives have left him.
为什么呢
Why is this?
如果你去看马太福音第八章。
If you read from Matthew 8.
你可看见这个人是非常的凶猛。
You will see that he's fierce and violent.
甚至于没有一个人从这条路过来。
No one would dare pass by that area.
为什么呢
Why is this?
为什么呢
Why is this?
如果有人这样经过的话。
Because if anybody passes by there.
可能要弄伤他。
He could hurt them.
可能要这个要使这个人很痛苦。
He could make him suffer.
所以圣经告诉我们说
so the Bible says,
如果你去看马太福音第八章
8,
没有一个人可以从这里经过。
No one would dare pass by the tombs.
因为他太凶猛
了。Because he is fierce and violent.
凶可怕了。
To a point of
因为他是被鬼所附着。
Because he's
controlled by the devil. 他没有办法自己控制自己。
And he cannot control himself.
没有办法安排自己。
He cannot handle himself.
没有自由的权利。
He has no freedom.
所以只能被鬼这个负责而催逼，在那支配着。
He is now demon possessed, and he is now a pariah.
圣经怎么说
？What does the Bible say?
没有人
，No one.
没有人。如果你去看马可福音第五章
，In Mark 5,
没有人捆嘛，我也不捆绑他。
No one can bind him.
为什么捆绑他
？Why not?
不让他去到这个坟茔里头去。
In other words, not to let him go among
the tombs. 不让他去伤害人。
He does not want to let him hurt other people.
但是没有人把铁链也好，脚铐也好，没有办法把他锁起来。
Even the iron shackles cannot control him.
而且圣经告诉我们，没有人。
The Bible says no one.
不仅是没有制服，没有捆绑他。
No one can bind him.
要拯救他
，or save him.
要帮助他
，or help him.
要可怜他
，or to pity him.
没有人下面说来制服他。
And no one can actually control or to reform him.
弟兄姐妹们。一个被鬼附着的人
，a person who is demon possessed，
你无论是用教育也好
，whether you talk about education，
你从心理方面也好
，or psychology，
医生也好
，or the medical
doctor， 这个也好
，or this，
关怀员也好
，or caring and concern，
我告诉你，没有人，没有人能够帮助一个被鬼附着的人
，no one can help someone who is demon possessed，
多少的人。就看见他自生自灭。
Many people will see that he is about to die.
没有人可以帮助他。
No one can help him.
但是感谢主。
But we thank God.
人说没有人。
When people say there's no one,
不可能。
It's an impossible.
不能改变。
You cannot change it.
但是感谢主。
But we thank God.
第二件事情。
Second thing.
让我们看见。
They see.
耶稣来了。
Jesus came.
耶稣到了加林森，加勒森那里。
Jesus came to Gerasenes.
他。我请你们大家看圣经。
So let's read from scriptures.
我说前面是没有人，没有人，没有人。
No one, no one, no one.
我们再看。
Let's read together.
我们看路加福音。
Gospel of Luke.
路加福音，我请你们大家一起来看第二十九节。
Let's read from 29.
二十九节是讲到。是因为耶稣曾吩咐乌鬼从那人身上出来。
Jesus commanded the impure spirits to come out of the man.
没有人。
No one.
因为人不能。
Because people cannot.
人用各样的方法要来制服他。
People have used so many ways to reform him.
要改变他。
To change him.
要说服他。
To conquer him.
没有人。
No one.
It's impossible.
是不可能的事情。
但是感谢主。
But we thank God.
耶稣来了。
Jesus came.
耶稣对乌鬼说。
So Jesus spoke to the filthy spirit, get out.
一句话。
Just one word.
鬼就出来了。
So the devils left.
鬼就出来了。
The demons left.
我告诉你，你可看见耶稣基督讲这句话。
So when Jesus said those words,
带着慈爱。
It was filled with love and power and authority.
带着能力。
And power.
出来
He says, get out.
鬼就出来了
And the demons left.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹我告诉各位
Let me tell you this.
朋友们
Friends.
你如果被这些的鬼所附着
If you are currently bound by all these demons.
你自己没有办法挣脱出来
And you cannot free yourself
人家也不能帮助你
And no one can help you.
家里是寒受了很大的羞辱和痛苦。
Your family is suffering from shame and misfortune.
换句话说，你是就是在那往那死亡的。
In other words, you're headed towards death.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
耶稣看见他。
Jesus saw him.
出来。
And he says, "Get out."
为什么
？Why?
因为他是上帝。
Because he is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
Because he is the Son of God.
人怕鬼。
People are afraid of the devil,
鬼怕耶稣
but the devil is afraid of Jesus Christ.
感谢上帝，看见没有啊啊！人怕鬼
，People are afraid of the devil.
人被鬼制服
，People are being controlled by the devil.
鬼怕上帝
but the devil is afraid of God.
上帝主耶稣说，神的儿子说，出来
！When the Son of God commands him to get out,
他就出来了
，They left.
他就出来了
，They left.
就这么一句话
，Just that one word.
弟兄姐妹们，我再说
，Let me repeat.
因为主的话带着权柄
，Because the word of God is filled with power and authority. It's got power authority.
主的话带着恩典
，It's filled with blessing.
因为圣经说他说是就是名列就列
，Because in the Bible promises whatever he says will be done.
亲爱的朋友们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你可看见这个人出来了没有
？You see, did this man
出来了没有
？Was he freed?
啊、
from the demon possession?
有没有出来
Was he, did the devil flee?
出来又怎么样
What happened?
三件事情
Three things happened.
坐在耶稣的脚前
Now, after he's been released, he now sits
鬼离开了
by Jesus Christ.
鬼离开了
After the devil leave,
他要亲近神
He is now getting close to God.
哎呀，真是很奇妙啊
It's amazing.
当鬼离开的时候，你看这个人就是要
When the demons leave,
就是要依靠上帝。
He now gets close to God.
要亲近神啊
He's getting close to Jesus Christ.
圣经说是坐在耶稣脚前。
And the Bible says that he's seated at the foot of Jesus Christ.
而且他对耶稣说，你回去，我跟你快回去。
In fact, he says, Jesus, if you're leaving, going home, I'm going to go with you.
你可看见教会里面多少的弟兄姐妹是这样
？Have you seen so many brothers and sisters in church this way?
我在全可以说是全美国很多中国教会，欧洲啦，这个南美洲、日本啦等等，我去过，看见有多少基督徒生命改变，就这样子、啊。
I have seen so many people throughout the world whose lives have changed and they are now behaving exactly the same.
从前不要耶稣了。
In the past, they rejected Jesus.
被耶稣附着。
And then they were demon possessed.
耶稣请我吃馒头，我请耶稣吃拳头。
If Jesus wants to give me bread, I'm going to give him a fist.
耶稣请我吃馒头，我请耶稣吃榔头。
Or if Jesus gives me bread, I'm going to give him a hammer.
但是你信了主啊。
But after coming to faith,
鬼走了。
The devil has left.
圣经告诉我们说，他就坐在耶稣那里。
The Bible says that he's seated by the feet of Jesus Christ.
他就爱耶稣。
In other words, he loves Jesus.
他又依靠耶稣。
He's now getting close.
信靠耶稣。我常常在里想。
I always think.
你可看见我们信主的人就很奇怪。我
常常 It's amazing when you look at the people who are
百思不得其解。
And you cannot imagine how.
如果你信佛教的话
，If you are a Buddhist,
啊，你初一十五就到这个很勉强就到庙里去拜去。
And you will go to the Buddhist temple for worshiping regularly every month.
我自己就这样子。
And this is, I would say,
我还没信耶稣以前，这个初一十五，我跟妈妈到红庙去拜去上海。
Before coming to faith.Every 15th of the month, my mother and I will go to the Buddhist temple. And I'm forced to go there. I don't want to go.
但是恐怕不去的话，观世音菩萨又怪我。
But I'm afraid that if I don't go, then the Buddha will blame me.
就怕。
I'm afraid.
怕。
I'm afraid.
怕。
I'm afraid.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
信了主以后啊。
After coming to faith.
你可看着他就喜欢到教会里来。
I want to go to church.
Many
believers are that
way. In
many places throughout
the world.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, people love to come to church.
And
they love to come to church.
And
you are not being coerced to come to church.
自动自发的
people will automatically, willingly come. They want to come to church. They just want to get close to God.
就喜欢拜神
they want to worship God.
就喜欢服侍上帝
they want to serve Him.
不同了
It's different.
因为鬼出去了
because the devil has left.
看见没有
you see it?
他就坐在耶稣边
so he's seated at the feet of Jesus Christ.
还有那第二件事情
secondly,
耶稣把鬼赶出去以后，第二件事很重要。
After the demons are driven out, what happens?
他穿上衣服了。
He now wears clothing.
他有人的样子了。
He now is looking more like human.
你们能别告诉我这个许弟兄啊，告诉我这个他的衣服从哪里来？啊，穿上衣服了。
Now he's wearing clothing.
啊，量身定做的。
And maybe even custom made.
啊 ，custom made 啊，谁给他的？
Who gave it to him?
我相信我们的主给他了。
I'm sure the Lord has provided him with it.
你记得不记得
Do you remember?
那个浪子回头的时候
The prodigal son.
当他回头了远远的他的父亲远远的看见
When the prodigal son went home, the father saw him from far away.
哇这个儿子脏得不得了
The son is filthy.
369天没有洗澡了
Because he hasn't showered for a whole year
刷牙也没有刷过
And he has not brushed his teeth for a year
蓬头垢面啊
And his hair is disheveled
他这个父亲赶紧跑过去了
The father would run over to him
不就是给他咧咧与他亲嘴了
And not only did he kiss him
而且呢把衣服脱掉了把这个衣服给他
The father took off his robe to put it on to him
他那个衣服多脏啊
He had filthy clothing
脏得不得了啊
It is filthy
他们说你先洗澡啊
They say you got to shower first
洗好澡我给你了
Then I'll put
没有
No, not at all
就衣服给他了
He gave him the robe
耶稣给我们一个衣袍
That's the same thing for Jesus
我们本来是脏的
We are filthy
我们的行为是破烂不堪的一件衣服
And our conduct would be just like a tattered clothing
但是感谢主
But thank God
信了主以后
After coming to faith
耶稣生命进入到我们里头
When the life of Jesus comes to us
我们在主面前悔改认罪
Then we repent for our sins
圣灵在我里头盖上印记
And the Holy Spirit comes in and seals
他就给我穿上了一件衣袍
Then you wear a new piece of clothing
衣袍啊
You wear a new robe
你可看见这个人
You see this man
鬼走掉了
After the demons left He now is wearing clothing. I'm sure Jesus Christ has arranged for that. Do you remember Adam and Eve? They were naked in the Garden of Eden. It is so ugly.
然后他们以耶稣上帝就给他用羊的皮给他做了一个裙子
and,
把他遮盖了
and so God caused them to make them some leather clothing
这个人醒了
this man
鬼醒了
this man woke up
鬼走了
the demons left
他坐在耶稣那里
he sat with Jesus
靠近耶稣
he got close to Jesus
不仅是如此、啊、
not only that
但而且对耶稣说、啊、
he even said to Jesus
你到哪里去啊
wherever you go
我跟你去、啊、
I will go
我跟你去、啊、
I will go with you
It's
different now.
第二
Secondly,
穿上衣服
He now was wearing clothing.
第三件事情很宝贝
Thirdly, very important.
他 明白过来。
He now understood.
心里明白过来。
He now understood.
怎么明白啊？
What did he understand?
我敢相信这个人归被主耶稣基督就赶走以后，他里头的灵在他的里头明白起来。
He understood from the Spirit.
哦，弟兄姐妹，我告诉你们。
And I can tell you this.
当你什么时候真正接受主，你的生命改变了以后，你知道这个羞耻，你知道什么是坏的，什么是好的，什么是对的，什么是错的，不仅是这样子，而且你里头非常的。
Whenever Jesus now is in control of you, you are able to discern between what is evil and what is good, what is filthy, what is clean.
因为圣灵在你里头
because there's a spirit within you.
启示你，启示你
will be revealing to you.
哎，把我这个国语啊讲的不标准，他都听得懂了，他都听得懂。感谢上帝啊！不仅是不这个启示你，而且改变你的思想。
And not only to reveal, but also to change.
好不好？
Isn't it good?
啊，好不好？感谢主，你有没有改变
？So did he change?
你感觉到很痛苦。
You feel painful.
你感觉到好像捆绑起来。
You feel you're bound.
我告诉你，没有人可以救你。
No one can help you.
圣经说没有人。
No one.
但是耶稣来。
But Jesus can.
出来。
So he says, "Get out."
一出来以后。
After the demons left.
就是。成为一个真正的人。
He is now a new man.
今天早晨。
This morning.
我还有第三点。
I still have a third point.
我不讲。
But I'm not going to preach that.
我让你们去想去。
I want you to think about it.
你可看见第三点的我的这个题目是一个大纲是什么？
My third point is what?
那是被鬼附着的人变成耶稣的使者。
That is, a demon-possessed man is now an apostle, a sent
person of
God. From being the slave of the devil to now becoming an apostle of Jesus Christ.
我有机会我再讲。
In the future, I'll preach that.
我要讲到关于我们基督徒应该如何做。
And I'm going to talk about how we as believers should behave.
我们醒过来了。
That when you awaken,
圣灵在我们里头了。
And the Spirit is in you.
我们知道羞耻了。
We now know how to be ashamed.
我们接近主了。
We get close to God.
我们应该怎么做？
How do you behave?
下一次我再讲。
So next time I'll preach on that.
那今天晚上。
But this morning,
我要请问。
I want to ask.
你感觉到你有没有觉得被捆绑的样子。
Do you feel that your life is bound?
你觉得被罪所捆绑。
That you are being bound by sin.
被魔鬼所捆绑。
You are being bound by the devil.
你不仅伤害了你自己。
Not only are you hurting yourself.
你伤害了家庭。
You're hurting your family.
你伤害了朋友。
You're hurting your family and friends.
你觉得没有人可以救你。
You feel no one can save you.
你感觉到没有办法。
You find you have no other way.
你觉得人生就应该结束了。
You think that your life should end.
告诉你。
But let me tell you.Jesus can do it.
耶稣一句话。
Jesus can do it with one word.
改变你。
He can change you.
改变我。
He can change me.
我就是耶稣一句话。
It is one word that changed my life.
把我生命改变。
Has changed my life.
你愿意不愿意
？What about you?
你愿意不愿意把你的灵魂卖给耶稣
？Are you willing to sell your soul to Jesus Christ?
有一个这样一个故事。
There's a story.
讲一个很出名的布道家，他的名字叫。Roland.
And there is a famous evangelist called Rowley.
大家英国。
He was preaching in England.
所以他每一次讲到都在一个旷野，因为人太多了。
Oftentimes you'll be preaching out in the park because there's so many people.
很会讲道。
He preached very well.
圣灵充满。
He was filled with the Holy Spirit.
大有能力。
He was filled with power.
有一次。
One day.
有一天就在那晚上在那讲。
One evening as he was preaching.
正在那讲的时候。
When he was preaching.
大家不是我一晚上，是在这个上午。
It was perhaps in the afternoon.
在那里讲，正是很高峰的时候。
At the climax of his sermon,
忽然之间
all of a sudden,
他的题目改变了。
He changed his topic.
他说我听见有一个人。
He says, I could hear a voice.
要买一个人的灵魂。
He is trying to buy your soul.
他说我看见有个拍卖行。
I see an auction.
有一个人拍卖他的灵魂。
And somebody is now standing there selling.
我要拍卖我的灵魂。
I'm selling my soul.
正在那喊叫的时候
，as he was screaming,
有个声音说
，there's a voice.
这是个魔鬼的声音。
This is the devil.
他说我要买你的灵魂。
I want to buy your soul.
我要给你世界上最享受的。
I will give you everything you can enjoy in the world.
最终之路，你让你快乐。
I will let you enjoy sin.
你可以任意妄为。
And you can do whatever you want.
但是
，However，
当你离开世界
，When you leave this world，
你要跟我走。
You come with me.
到哪里
？Where are we going to go？
到凄凄怆怆。
We will go to the bitter,
永永远远
the bitterly, eternally
地狱里面去
suffering hell.
当这个人准备要把他的灵魂卖给魔鬼的时候
as he was about to sell his soul to the devil,
忽然之间
all of a sudden,
另外一个声音说
there's another voice.
我卖你的灵魂
He says, let me buy your soul.
非常的慈下
And it is a tender, it's a merciful, loving voice.
我虽然不能像这个魔鬼给你世界上一切一切的享受。
I will not give you all the enjoyment of sin and world that the devil gives you.
我让你在世界上够用。
But I'm going to give you enough to live on.
够吃。
That enough to eat.
够生活。
Enough to live by.
但是当你死的时候。
But when you die,
我要带你进到永远的国度里。
I will bring you to the eternal kingdom of heaven.
当这一个 Dr. Lauren 讲到这里的时候
，When the preacher spoke up to that point，
忽然就转过身来
，He turned his head around，
他就对英国女王说
，He now looked at the Queen of England。
为什么他会改变他的
？Why did he change his topic？
因为他在那里讲的时候是在那一个这个在荒野很多的人呐、啊。
He was preaching in a park，
他远远的在那里一边在那里讲一边看，听见有声音来，矿那个英国女王的。
He noticed that the Queen of England was approaching the ground in her chariot.
大队人马都来了。
There's a whole bunch of people following the carriage.
所以他就马上就换了他的题目。
So immediately he changed his topic.
到最后
，and eventually
他转过身来
，he turned his head around.
到英国女王陛下
，and he looked at the Queen of England.
就是你愿意将你的灵魂卖给谁呢
？So who are you going to sell your soul to?
魔鬼。
To the devil?
还是耶稣
Or to Jesus Christ?
耶稣救你
Because Jesus is going to redeem you, save you. And he loves you.
耶稣为你预备永生
Because he has prepared an eternal home for you.
英国女王这是一个真实的
And it's a true story.
故事英国女王就从她的车子上站起来那个时候没汽车就是马车
The Queen of England stood up at her carriage.
她我愿意将我的灵魂卖给耶稣。
She says, I want to sell my soul to Jesus Christ.
据说这个英国女王
This Queen of England.
在执政的时候是在英国最好最兴盛的时候。
She was queen and she reigned during the apex of the British Empire.
因为她敬畏神。
Because she was fearful of God.
她把她的灵魂卖给耶稣。
And she sold her soul to Jesus Christ.
行事为人。按照神的话来。
In whatever she did in a Christian way.
亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends，
你将你的灵魂卖给谁
？So you're going to sell your soul to whom？
你，如果你还没有信主
，If you are not yet a believer，
你愿意不愿意今天早晨说主啊
？Are you willing to say this morning？
我愿意把我的灵魂卖给你。
Lord， I want to sell my soul to you。
我太痛苦了。
I'm suffering too much。
太孤单了。
Yeah， I have no courage。
我觉得太伤心了。
And I am so pitiful。
我自己实在是太痛苦了。
And I am in pain。
没有人改变我。
I cannot do anything。
没有人改变我。
No one can change me。
耶稣说：“出来。”
Jesus will say, "Get out."
耶稣。能够把鬼从你身上
，Because Jesus can drive out the demon from you，
他救你
，Because he can save you，
你愿意不愿意
？So the question is， are you willing？
今天早晨
，This morning，
我对第一次、第二次或者来的好几次没有信主的朋友们
，So to the people，
我正是用爱心来劝你
，To our friends， non-believing friends who are with us， I want to counsel you，
你愿意把你的宝贵的灵魂卖给谁
？You are willing to sell your precious soul to whom？
耶稣说：“你出来。
”Jesus said, "Get out."
你愿意卖给他没有
？So, are you willing to give your soul to him？
让他改变你。
Let him change you。
让他释放你。
Let him release you。
让他帮助你。
Let him help you。
成为一个新造。
So that you will be a new creation。
你愿意不愿意
？Are you willing to？
朋友，你在？ 活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。